Just a heads up, the Razzball Football Podcast might not be for all audiences. You have been advised.
Show might make your muscles start to spasm. It might even cause some of you to orgasm.
It's the Razzball Podcast. You need fantasy help.
Well, we think you prefer us. You rock the mic so hard, we should ride in the tour. Make you shoot all down your leg like your Plaxico Burris.
It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast.
It's Razzball, baby.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of the Razzball Football Podcast. My name is Nick Capozzi, and as always, I am joined by my man, JB Gilpin, down in Big Carolina. JB, how are you? Welcome to the podcast today.
I'm good. Exciting week of football, entering the playoffs. Hopefully, you're in your playoffs. You're probably not listening if you're not, but another great, interesting roller coaster week of football.
I was in three leagues this year, including the Razzball Writers League, in which my team was terrible, beset by injuries. But in my other two leagues, the two competitive leagues I play in, I am in the semifinals in both leagues. So I have a smile on my face as we speak.
I am in the semifinals of two of four leagues as well, one of them being the aforementioned Writers League.
Oh, don't even get me started.
I snuck in with a 6-7 record. And my team's hot.
Yeah,
might be one of those hot teams to make it to the finals, like those Packers 2 years ago.
Listen, you know, it's about being hot at the right time. So you are absolutely correct.
Well, on a personal level, I am hot all the time.
Hey, speaking of hot, David Wilson.
You know, better late than never.
Oh my gosh. You know, that's the problem with rookies. Especially when you're talking about not getting out on the field because of not being able to pick up the blitz or fumbling issues. But sometimes you just see a skill set and you're like, man, he is unbelievable. And, you know, hopefully it's a sign of things to come. I still have David Wilson on all my rosters. Luckily, I don't need to start him in the two leagues I'm still playing in. But, you know, I just need to point that out because you gave me such a hard time about it all year.
Yeah, the guy has one good game in week 14, and suddenly I'm the one that's wrong, right?
I'm not saying you're wrong. I completely understand if everyone would have given up on him this year, but at the same time, too, it's one of those things when you just say, you know, that's my guy this year. And, like, you know, you said, look, I'm down on Stafford. I was up on Harvin, and David Wilson was the rookie I thought would have the most value outside of Trent Richardson. And you never know. Sometimes guys get hot. Look at C.J. Spiller last year in the playoffs. He won a lot of leagues for a lot of people. So you never know. If you have to start David Wilson as a flex, there are worse options out there.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, one of the most frustrating things about being a fantasy writer and analyst is when you make great calls and they just fall apart as the year goes on. Like your call of Harvin looked like an absolute winner, and now all of a sudden – you know, you can't say that, hey, he was one of those top five receivers because he got hurt. That's just so frustrating. So,
well, I mean,
I don't know. Just wanted to throw that out there because there's, you know, DeSean Jackson, I liked him a lot. He was actually doing okay. He wasn't doing great, but he wasn't horrible. If he had played the whole year, he probably would have been top 20. And, you know, now he's out.
Right.
And Vic is out, you know. So there's just so many factors that it's hard to look at things beyond a week to week. And if you had told me, you know, David Wilson's going to be a real valuable guy come playoffs time, and I said no, and I was right most of the year, and hey, now he's here at playoffs time, and he's looking like a good flex. So that's all that really matters is when the games matter.
Absolutely. So let's get right into the up and down, starting with the Thursday night game. Cincinnati, who is still in the playoff hunt, heads to Philadelphia. Nick Foles has looked interesting, just a side note there. One thing we'll do, we'll go into the up-down, but I might... I'll let you do the up downs, but I might throw some keeper type stuff in there in case people are listening who aren't involved this year. Nick Foles doesn't look too bad, and the only concern I would have with Nick Foles going forward is if Philadelphia does a full house cleaning, which I think is coming. And we've seen quarterbacks without Andy Reid not have the same level of success, but just someone, if you're in a deep league or a dynasty league, Foles is someone that that definitely looks intriguing. But let's get to your up and downs. Who are you up on in this game?
You know, I like the law firm. I like Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. He didn't have a huge game last week, but he did have his highest yards per carry last week. I know it was only on 13 carries, but, you know, and he got three catches. If you play PPR, he's been slowly but surely getting a little bit more catches here and there. I think you just got to keep rolling with him as your flex or second running back. You know, if you got three better running backs, you know, you're definitely going to play them. He's not a sexy pick. He doesn't have that much upside, but I think he's still a good play.
Yeah, that's interesting. Also, too, I would hope for a rebound for AJ Green. I know he carried a lot of teams this year.
Yeah.
Just you know, a bit of an off week last week. Three catches for 44 yards, if I'm not mistaken. But we'll see how he does in this game. Who are you down on?
Yeah, and to go back to that, I watched a good amount of that game on. It was on Red Zone a lot, and I tried to tune in when it was on because I have a lot of Bengals on my dynasty team. I traded for Dalton during the year, and Green had two drops, and I think that's not going to happen most weeks. He's a good receiver. So anyway, to my down, I don't like Jeremy Maclin. I know it might look like he's kind of getting on the same page with Foles. He's the number one receiver, but he's got a groin issue that's keeping him from practicing. It's a quick turnaround to a Thursday game. Bengals give up the sixth least points to opposing wide receivers. And, you know, last week, Tampa Bay, they're notoriously bad against the pass. I think that kind of inflated Foles a little bit. I'm not as excited about him as a keeper. So I'd bench Maclin.
Interesting. I think I would actually start Maclin this week, but that is why there is vanilla and chocolate ice cream.
Well, they're good together, you know.
All right, heading to the Sunday games, the Green Bay Packers head to Chicago. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, this game's looking more and more like it's going to be tough weather, really cold. So I like Matt Forte. You know, obviously he's going to be your starter. It's not any sort of shocking news that I think he's a starter, but I think the passing games are going to be limited. Brandon Marshall and Jay Cutler had their worst game as a tandem against Green Bay in week two. I think they're going to use a lot of Forte, a lot of screen passes, a lot of runs.
And who are you down on in this game?
One of my best calls of the year, telling everyone to bench Craig Jennings last week. And I think I was in a pretty big minority saying that, but I'm going to say bench him again here. You know, it's going to be cold. Like I said, I think the Bears defense, while they've been a little shaky lately, I think they're going to be hungry against the Packers as they always are. I would not play him again.
All right. Next up is the New York Giants at Atlanta. Should be an interesting game. Obviously, Giants clawing, trying to make the playoffs. Who do you like in this game?
You know, I like Jaquizz Rodgers if you're in a PPR as just a solid flex. He's always scoring points. It's not very high, but I think that he's going to be involved as he has been. Turner is, you know, he did not look very good against the Panthers. None of their game really did. The Falcons did. I actually didn't end up watching a lot of it because we were actually winning for once. But, if you're in a PPR, I would say play Rodgers over Wilson for safety. And I know you're going to yell at me for that.
No, listen, I would start Jaquizz Rodgers, absolutely no question, if those are the options. Yeah, okay. Listen, I like Rodgers. I think actually Rodgers has the chance to be a pretty special back. He's someone that, especially in a dynasty format, I'd be interested in. Who are you down on?
I had to do it. I think if Bradshaw's out, you know, he's getting MRIs. He got some yesterday. I don't think we have word yet on how he is doing there. But if Bradshaw's out, I would not play David Wilson. I think he's in a big position to disappoint. I think they're going to find someone else to carry some of the load. I just don't trust him enough, and I haven't all year. I know you probably want to play him, but yeah.
Listen, you know, I like David Wilson. I don't want to have to play David Wilson. I like consistency. You know, that's what always has done well for me in fantasy sports is give me the guy who's going to give me 12 points every week versus the guy who'll give me 4 or 25.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, next up is the Denver Broncos at the Baltimore Ravens, who are minus their offensive coordinator, shaking things up even though they're 9-4. Who do you like in this game?
Yeah, and because of that, I think that there's a good chance Dennis Pitta has a big game here. You know, Denver gives up the third most points to opposing tight ends, and when Flacco was playing his best, it was at the beginning of the year when Pitta was getting all those targets and catches. A little bit of a concern still because Brandon Myers had only that one catch last Thursday against Denver. But I think if you are, you know, lacking a tight end or in a two tight end league, I really like Pitta.
I think, obviously, you're going to start Ray Rice if you have him. But I think Ray Rice might have a big week this week. I think with the offensive coordinator change, I think he's going to be touching the ball a ton.
Yeah, in my Dynasty League, I'm playing against the two-time league champion, and he's got Ray Rice, had him as a keeper the past 5 years or however long he's been around. And I was talking to him this morning, and I was like, yeah, this changed offensive coordinators means Rice is going to get 200 yards or something nuts. They're just going to feed him the ball.
Yeah, I could see that happening. Who are you down on?
You know, I don't like Sean Moreno. I know he's got three straight 20 carry games. I have a feeling that ends this week. I have a feeling his high scoring ends this week. I think Baltimore is going to play strong at home and force Peyton to beat him with the pass, which obviously he can do. But I just don't have – I have a feeling Moreno's really going to disappoint this week.
Okay, the Washington Redskins. Maybe without RG3, we don't know yet. We'll head to Cleveland to take on the Browns. Who do you like in this game?
I really, really like him this week, and it's someone we've talked about a lot, and it's someone we can talk about as a keeper too, but I love Josh Gordon, love the flash here. That Redskins secondary gives up big plays. I think he's going to have another good game.
Yeah, I've been big on Josh Gordon all year long. I think he has I think he could be a real special receiver going forward. Not just a good receiver. I think he could actually turn into be a great wide receiver in the NFL. The question there will be who is the quarterback going forward. Also, too, I think with the Browns, you're going to see a big house cleaning this year with the new ownership. Who don't you like?
And, you know, he talked about at the beginning, RG3, the injury might keep him out. If he still plays, I am not going to play him because if that knee is limiting him as a runner, it's just going to limit his game completely, and he'll become a one-dimensional passer, and that's just not how he's been successful as a fantasy option. I still think he'll be okay, but if he's active, I'm probably going to hope to play someone else.
Would you start Kirk Cousins if you're, let's say you're in a 12 or 14 team league, there's no quarterbacks on the waiver wire worth starting. Would you start Cousins?
It'd have to be really, really, really thin on the wire. Give me an example if you have one on the top of your mind.
Oh my gosh. You know what? would you rather start Nick Foles or Kirk Cousins?
Probably Foles. I wouldn't be happy about it.
Interesting. I think, you know, it's because they're playing Cleveland too. Well, I guess the hope here is that RG3 comes back. Now, this is the one thing too, why I do like to have quality backup quarterbacks. In my dynasty league where I'm in the semifinals, I have RG3 as my quarterback. I got two backups. I have Russell Wilson, and I also have Matt Schaub. So if RG3 isn't able to go, you know, it's one thing to try and find a wide receiver or a tight end off the waiver wire, but you know, no one's dropping quarterbacks this time of year. So
yep. And you're playing Schaub, right?
You know what? I'm gonna really look at the matchups. I would if you're asking me today, it's like if RG3 is playing, I'm playing RG3. If not, it's probably Schaub. But it is something that I will definitely put a lot of consideration into this week.
I would play Schaub no matter what at this point.
I think so too, just because it's Indianapolis and because they're at home and because I could see a bounce back after the Monday night loss to the Patriots.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm kind of talking myself into it, but when we get to the Seattle game, we'll have a little analysis there.
Okay, cool. And so, our next game is the Colts at the Texans.
Absolutely. So who are you up on? Let's say other than Matt Schaub.
Yeah, you got to love Andrew Luck here. If you have him, you've probably played him more often than not these last few weeks. I definitely play Luck over RG3. You know, that's Texan secondary just getting absolutely carved up more than the holiday turkeys. I mean, it's just it's been brutal for them. You got to love them.
All right. Who are you down on?
And because of that, I'm going to be down on Vic Ballard. You know, the Texans are giving up the second least points to fantasy running backs. I think Luck's going to throw all day. I think the Texans rebound and play a strong game and force the Colts to come from behind. Ballard's probably still a flex, but not a high-end one.
how do you like Ballard going forward?
Let me
put it to you this way. Let me throw some running backs out, and you tell me next year in 2013 who you'd rather draft.
Okay.
Would you rather have Vic Ballard, Mikel LeShore, or Mark Ingram next year?
Mark Ingram's a distant third. Okay. I'd probably go LeShore then Ballard. LeShore first, then Ballard second.
If I'm picking today, that's the order I would put them in too, but I have a feeling, and maybe I'm wrong, but I have a feeling in 2013 Ballard might be at the top of the list, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Jacksonville at Miami, the Battle of Florida. Who do you like in this game?
Can I say no one? this game's not very intriguing. Hopefully you're not hopefully you're not resting too much of your fantasy goodness in this one. But you know, I think Justin Blackmon could be okay. He has the most upside, I think, of anyone in this game. The Miami secondary, not nearly as good as their run D. I think Jacksonville will exploit it. I think Blackmon, if you told me someone had 20 fantasy points that isn't a QB, I'd say Blackmon.
And who are you down on?
Like I said, everyone else. I really don't like anyone this game. If you're trusting Reggie Bush, even though the matchup looks pretty good, I'm just not excited. I really don't like anyone else.
All right, next up is Tampa Bay at New Orleans. Should be an interesting game. Who do you like in this one?
I like Darren Sproles. You know, big game last week. He worked his way already back to where he was before he left with the hand injury. You know, Tampa Bay, they're the worst against the pass, yet they're one of the league's best in terms of yardage against the run. I think that means a lot of backfield with Sproles in it, a lot of passes to him. I like him a lot.
Who are you down on?
And, you know, I actually gave this one a lot of thought, and there is no one to be down on in this game. I mean, obviously, you don't want to play Mark Ingram or Pierre Thomas or those guys. But, you know, all the other big-name fantasy guys, I think, are going to have big games in this one.
Next up, Minnesota at St. Louis. Who do you like?
Yeah, I'm sticking with Chris Givens. I know it was kind of a rough week last week. He got the most targets of the Rams with 10, but yet only had 3 catches, I believe. You know, he had a few drops, but he's a rookie. I think he rebounds. It's another game in a dome at home. I think he has a good game.
And who are you down on?
You know, I don't like Steven Jackson. I just have a weird feeling that this is going to be a tough day on the ground for the Rams.
Interesting. What do you think about Adrian Peterson saying he's going to try and break Eric Dickerson's single-season record?
Don't you think every running back probably says that at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, fair enough. Let me throw another name at you. Where do you think Darrell Richardson fits in as a running back next year?
I mean, Jackson's played really strong since bye week. I think that Richardson, if Jackson leaves, Richardson's a great pick. But other than that, I don't think he's even draftable yet.
Interesting. What might be an ugly game? I don't even know what to tell you about Arizona right now. But Detroit is heading to Arizona in the first of the afternoon games. Who are you up on?
Yeah, and what a roller coaster of a season. I was thinking about this the other day. Think of this. The Cardinals beat the Patriots, and then in the same week, 10 weeks later, the Cardinals lose 58-0, and the Patriots just absolutely rock the Texans.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a crazy, crazy year. But for this game, I really like Mikel LeShore. We talked about him a little bit earlier. You know, he didn't have a great game last week, but, you know, it was at Green Bay. Now he gets at home against what should be a slaughter. If it's anything like Arizona, if Arizona even plays twice as good as they played last week, it's still going to be a complete blowout. I think he gets a lot of carries.
Who are you down on?
And it's, you know, it's a broken record, but there's still so many people starting Larry Fitzgerald, just hoping for that big game. You know, he got one catch for 2 or 3 yards and, you know, 11 targets. If you can't get a catch in junk time down 58-0, how can you ever be a useful fantasy option? Just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, listen, I completely agree with you. I think too, Arizona's another team where you have to have a house cleaning. I like Wisenhunt in theory. I like what they've done with that defense, but man, oh man, that team, what a mess.
Were they 4-0?
They were.
You go to 4-0 to a losing record and losing 58-0 to a division rival. Ugh.
Absolutely. All right, next up, the Seattle Seahawks travel to Toronto to take on the Toronto Great Lakers. This kid take on the Buffalo Bills. The game is in Toronto, about 8 kilometers from my house. What's that, about 5 miles?
Yeah, I don't do the metric system.
So I could hop on the streetcar and be there in about 25 minutes. How about that?
Sounds good. Are you going?
I am not.
Oh, you love the Bills too.
You know, I'll tell you, I actually would be interested to go and watch the Seahawks team. I've liked this team all year long. I've liked that defense. You know, I've had a crush on Russell Wilson. But look, to go now to a football game where I've got to sit there to watch 15 minutes of real-time action over 3 hours, watching a game live, I mean, unless you're heavily fueled, you know, without red zone, I would much rather be on my comfortable couch with red zone, and you know, that's about it. You know, the only thing I might do, maybe is head down to by the stadium to watch the late night game, at one of the sports bars down there. But to actually go to the game, you know, it's just not what it once was for me.
I agree. I think the, like you said, the Sunday, if you have your home team or, you know, if you go to the Sunday night or Monday night game where that's the only game.
Yes.
I think it's a lot of fun. But when you're so ingrained in fantasy, which I'm sure most of our listeners are, if you're still listening at this point, then it's tough to go to one of those games. You're checking your team all the time on your phone. You might miss a big play. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
And I think, too, football, you know, one of the reasons it translates so well to TV is because of the stoppages and you're able to analyze it. But doing it live, there's just so many timeouts. And I understand, look, it's the business of it. But for me personally, I would rather watch from home. But who do you like in this game?
You know, I was going to say I'm up on Nick being able to go to his first NFL game this year. But I guess that fell out. If you're playing the Seattle defense, I think you have to be really, really excited. I mean, they're the highest scoring fantasy asset last week. They're looking like – it's another reason I don't overrate defenses. Remember when Chicago's defense looked like they were going to be the highest scoring defense ever, and then now we've got Seattle's looking like they might end the year as one of the best defenses. So.
Fair enough. That's a good argument. Who don't you like in this one?
I don't like Russell Wilson. I think he'll have a good real-life game, but his team wins 58-0, and he gets 7 completions and 1 touchdown. Right. So, you know, it's kind of tough for you to want to start him here, even though, like I said, I think he'll be a really good real-life QB this week.
All right, fair enough. Next up is Carolina heads to San Diego, another team that's going to get a house cleaning this year. Who do you like in this game?
Yeah, and it's the only time I'll be up on him all year, and that's Ryan Matthews. You know, got tons of carries. That means they want him to have the ball, and the Panthers' run defense is just atrocious. I think Matthews could have a big game and his only big game this year in this game.
Who are you down on?
It's another broken record call, but you can't like Antonio Gates. I mean, I'd play Greg Olsen over him in the same matchup. I mean, but he still started in 65% of leagues in most popular sites. So,
yep, fair enough. The Pittsburgh Steelers, who just played terrible last week, hit to Dallas, a team that looks really energized. Both these teams struggling, clawing to try and get into the playoffs, although with Pittsburgh right now, I don't know. Who do you like in this game?
Yeah, and I think Antonio Brown as a sleeper could have a really big game here. The Steelers are going to have to throw just like they did ending last week's game because they're down obviously so much. I think a lot of coverage is going to go on Mike Wallace because he had the big game. I think Brown could have his best game of the year in this one.
Well, that's interesting. Who are you down on?
I don't like Tony Romo. If he's your starter and you're in the playoffs in a 1 QB league, then you must have a stacked rest of your team. But yeah, it looks like Dez Bryant's probably going to be out. He has a finger issue.
Yep.
He may require surgery and go in the IR. Either way, he's probably not going to play. I think with Bryant's emergence at, you know, and then take that out, I don't think Romo's going to have the targets to have that big fantasy day. Plus, the Steelers defense is still playing pretty well last week, notwithstanding.
Fair enough. Last afternoon game is going to be an ugly one. The Kansas City Chiefs head to Oakland to take on the Raiders. Who do you like here?
I think Brandon Myers bounces back. Just Kansas City, not a great defense. I think the Oakland's offense is more reliant on them than they really think. I think he'll get worked back in.
And who are you down on?
Yeah, I wouldn't trust Darren McFadden. You know, re-injured the ankle. He looks pretty good, sure, but you know, he could re-injure that ankle again on the first play. I don't think you can play him with any sort of faith.
What if you have him on your team and you've got two running backs and a flex? I mean, you know,
I mean, you have to weigh your options. I'd probably play him over Jaquizz Rodgers, but that's about, I mean, that's close even there.
That is close. I think Rodgers is going to have a good game.
Yeah, I mean, I do too, obviously. But I mean, if McFadden's that far down, then he's probably not going to be on those playoff team rosters.
That's fair enough. All right, the Sunday nighter is going to be a good one. San Francisco heads to New England to take on the Patriots. Patriots obviously had no problem taking care of the Texans on Monday night. Should be an interesting game. I think San Francisco will put up more of a fight. Who are you up on in this game?
Yeah, I agree. This is going to be a real interesting game. But I mean, you haven't. If you told me that this game wasn't going to be close, you'd have to say New England probably wins by 3 or 4 touchdowns. And because of that, I like Michael Crabtree a lot. You know, he's got a touchdown or 90-plus yards in 5 of his last 6 games, and that's some real good consistency. You know San Francisco is going to have to throw. I like him a lot.
Who are you down on?
You know, I hate to be a broken record and say the easy pick, but even though it looks like a pretty good matchup, you can't play Vernon Davis. Just hasn't been doing it. And yeah. he's still great, but you just can't trust him.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. I actually, on one of my two teams, I do have him this week, so I will be looking at options on the waiver wire, but I'm not really sure what to do, to be quite frank.
Yeah. Hey, how about playing Tony Scheffler over him? Pettigrew sprained his ankle. What a great sleeper call there for Scheffler.
You know what? You may have just given me luckily, it's Tuesday we're taping this, and the waivers don't happen until tonight, so or this won't get posted until tomorrow. So, yeah, there you go. Do we even need to talk about the Monday night game? The Jets at Tennessee. I mean, this is ugly, man.
Who scheduled this?
I don't know.
I mean, this is just. I mean, no one's going to watch this game. Not even Jets fans.
Yeah, this is going to be ugly, man. I don't even know what to tell you other than it's just going to be.
I think Kendall Wright might be okay because, you know, you got to have Rodgers Cromartie all over Kenny Britt. Right. Man, talk about frustrating on a random tangent. My huge calls of didn't trust Bryce Brown at all and thought Kenny Britt was going to go off, and they both happened this week, 1 week off. So.
Right.
Anyway.
So it goes, my friend. JB. Yeah. Thanks very much.
I appreciate
you coming out here today and helping us get through this.
It was a very gentlemanly show today.
It was. You know what we'll do next week? Next week is our last podcast for the season. I think we'll probably do a rapid fire up and down, and I think we'll try and have some real good keeper discussions. Because I think that would be a good way to wrap up season one of the Razzball Fantasy Football podcast.
I agree. I look forward to it, and it's been a great, great pleasure being with you this year.
All right, buddy. We will talk next week. Thanks so much for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. As always, if you got questions for him, hit him up on Twitter at JB Gilpin, GILPIN. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon. That kick-ass Razzball Football Podcast theme song you're rocking to right now, that's by Symphony of Nine featuring Juice Jones. We'd also like to thank the staff at Glenmore Records for helping us put this together. If you need quality audio recording done in the city of Toronto, check out glenmorerecords.com.
It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast.
Baby, little muscle man.
It's the Razzball Podcast.
Make some rhythm to the fest.
Razzball,
baby.